stop by on my way.
Going home, going home, there were no to go. exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
I saw those men singing.
Words of so song. One night upon the sea, a ship was tossing to and fro. Breakers dashed on every hand, angry winds around it blow. All aboard were filled with fright as the mighty billows roll. Then they called upon the one who the winds and waves control. When he reaches down his hand, billows cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still. What man is this, say all he'd say, that the winds and sea obey. He's the one who sailed with me. He's the master of the sea. We're going to have those storms in our life. Though the storms of life may rage, mighty billows round you roll. He can calm life's troubled sea, as he did in days of old. And as upon life's sea you sail, why don't you trust in him who's never failed? He's the one who sailed with me. He's the master of the sea. When he reaches down his hand, billows cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still. What man is this, say all he'd say, that the winds and sea obey. He's the one who sails with me. He's the master of the sea. He's the one who sails with me.
He's the master of the sea.
He's the master of the sea.
It's a blessing to be here again this year at another revival meeting. Thank the Lord for what my heart's been able to feel since I come this way. I thought about the atmosphere that the Lord allow us to enjoy as we come into the house of the Lord. I feel like I'm camping out in Canaan land. Amen. To feel what I feel in the service this evening and every song and everything that's already been done has been a blessing. I appreciate the opportunity to get to be here. I appreciate Brother Redmond. I love him. Appreciate him. And it's good to have Brother Roger Robertson with us tonight, a good dear friend of ours, dear preacher brethren. We love him along with all the preacher brethren. We appreciate all of you coming and being in the service, but I'm glad the Lord's here. Amen. Amen. We're seeking the Lord for revival in our heart, in our lives here. And I hope and pray that we look a little higher than here. Amen. For a revival meeting. And I've been looking and praying, looking for the presence of the Lord richly, and I thank him for being here in the service tonight. I want to read out of the book of Joshua, chapter number 14, beginning with verse number 6. When you find your place, if you would, stand with me, and we'll honor the Bible. Joshua, chapter number 14, beginning with verse number 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb and the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong as this day, as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kadeshbarnea, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O God, again this evening, thanking you, Lord, for all your blessings. We thank you, dear Lord, for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. Lord, we thank you for your spirit that we're able to feel, Lord, as we come in and your presence among your people. Father, I pray tonight, God, that your will be done in the hearts and lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building. Lord, you know our needs. Lord, we need revival. We ask you, O God, that you'd revive us again. Lord, I pray if there be one soul among us that's not ever been saved, Lord, I pray that you'd save them. We ask you now to go with us in the service. And Lord, what you do for us, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory for it all. For it's in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. I want to preach tonight, if God will help me, for just a few minutes concerning this mountain. I want to talk about that thought for just a minute. You know, we often talk about mountains and we talk about valleys. And seemingly when we talk about valleys, it almost puts us on the low limb of things, of life. And we talk about valley. And I'm glad he's the lily of the valley. I'm thankful that the Lord's able to carry us through how those valley experiences. But then we talk about the mountains oftentimes and refer to them as experiences that are much higher than the valley experiences. Amen. And I want to talk about this mountain for just a few minutes, if the Lord will help me, about a spiritual mountain that we can claim as ours tonight. Amen. Because God promised it to us. Amen. I believe that how we live way beneath the privileges of being a Christian, how we have oftentimes, we call it the mully grubs, down in the valley times, and how most people talk about the negative aspects in their Christian living, how they talk about, oh me, pitiful me, and they talk about the bad times that they're going through, and how the sicknesses and the burdens that they have to bear and how the problems that they have to endure in this life and the sorrows that we have to face from time to time. And it's almost as if we never can get on the mountaintop to experience how that Holy Ghost meeting and that higher plane, when the presence of the Lord is in the midst of us, as Moses experienced on the mount of the burning bush, when the Lord told him to pull his shoes off, for the ground where you standeth is holy ground. Amen. I pray all the time that God would keep me on that holy ground, get me on that mountaintop from time to time, that I could enjoy. Now, I know tonight that there is some valley experiences. But did you know that if that's all we ever dwelled on, we'd never enjoy the mountain experiences with God? Caleb understood that here in the Bible. And the Bible reminds us that God gave him the inheritance of that mountain. Moses, the Bible said, surely, he's speaking of Israel, he said, they shall not see the land which I swear unto their father, neither shall any of them provoke me to see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit within him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. You know, when we talk about mountaintops now, the Bible tells us that there, the children of Israel now is fixing to go into the land of Canaan. And the Lord told them he is bringing them into a land that flowed with milk and honey, a place that they could come and live in houses they didn't build and eat the food they didn't plant. Amen. Because this was the inheritance that God was going to give them. How we talk about Canaan land as sometimes we refer it as heaven, sometimes we refer it as a spirit-filled life. You know, when we're saved by the grace of God, the Holy Ghost comes in and takes his abode in every saint of God. We're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And God's Spirit dwells within us. And the manifestation of God's Spirit in us, amen, from time to time, we have that spiritual experience with God. Amen. It's not every time that I wake up in the morning that I'm on the mountaintop on shouting ground. But every once in a while, amen, God allows me to get on top of that mountain and spiritually experience a very touch from God. Caleb and Joshua were the two of the spies that went down into Canaan land as the spies went to spy it out. And the Bible said they came back and they had come back And the Bible said they had a cluster of grapes that was so big that it had taken two men to bring it up to Moses and the children of Israel. They had brought up the evidence, amen, of this spirit-filled life. Hallelujah. Amen. God's got big for you, thank God. And he'll give you a double portion of it if we'll just desire that mountain. Amen. And that's what it'll take tonight for you to get that mountain, amen, that experience spiritually is for you to have a desire for it. Amen, that you'll want a revival meeting, that you'll want to be filled with the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Sometimes we just come to church and we're settled down and settled in and we say, preacher, bless us if you can. Amen. I've got news for you. I'm not the blesser. Amen. That if you'll get blessed, we'll have to get it from God. Let's reach up. Let's look up. Let's get up. Hallelujah. And get on the mountaintop. Amen. And so Caleb desired that mountain. Amen. There's something about that, that he desired more than anything else in his life. The Bible said that he had another spirit in him. David, King David, was a man after God's own heart. Amen. That desired the very presence of God. David danced when the presence of God got in the midst of him. When they got the Ark of the Covenant back, the Bible said David danced, and David's wife got mad at him. I got ill at him. I'm going to tell you, when we'll get to the place where nothing else matters except God, amen, and a desire for God, we can get on the mountaintop in this revival meeting, my friend, that'll carry you out of this world. The Bible said the children of Israel had desired to go through a strange land, and God told them he'd put them on the king's highway. Amen. We can get up a little bit higher than this ground that we're walking on. Amen. We can come if we'll desire God. Caleb had another spirit within him, and the Bible said he had that spirit that followed God wholeheartedly. It'll take a whole heart, amen, to get on the mountaintop tonight. You can't mealy around with it, but you got to have it wholeheartedly, amen, that nothing else in the world matters to us anyway, that all that really counts is to wholly follow him. Amen. That the Bible said several places I read to you. Amen. The Bible said that Caleb followed the Lord wholly. Amen. Just the name Caleb means faithful, and it means wholeheartedness. Amen. And so we know that Caleb followed the Lord wholly. Amen. I gave himself 100% to God. I'm talking about this mountain now. Amen. You can't get to this mountain unless you are wholehearted towards God and you're holy and faithful unto him. You can have this mountain. Amen. When I think about nothing else really, when you have had an experience of the Holy Ghost touch of God in your heart, to the place where nobody else mattered around you, amen, and you throw them hands up, amen, and you began to cry and weep and rejoice in your heart wholeheartedly, and the shout comes out, amen, when you couldn't help it, thank God. Now if you can help it, be quiet, but if you can't help it, let it go. Hallelujah. It gets louder when you get closer to the throne of grace. Thank God he had a desire for it. Amen. But he had faith that he could get it. Amen. You always, when you deal with God, you have to deal with him through faith. For it's impossible to please God without it. Amen. You got to have faith in God to believe now. Caleb believed. Now remember, he said he was 40 years old. The Bible said when he is on that mountain talking to Moses, going in to spy the land out. But now he's 85 years old. A lot of us, when we turn 85, we just want to punch out and go home. Caleb said, I still got enough fight in me. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah! How to make it to the mountaintop. I wonder if we've got enough fight left in us to make it to the top tonight. Amen. And so he had faith in God. It's amazing that he said, I'm still alive. Ain't that what he said? He said, I'm 85. Now the reason he made that statement is that he fought a many of battles. When he entered into Canaan land with Joshua and the rest of them, he fought a many of battles. It gives the account of them. One time they fought five kings and five different peoples in that land, and took the five kings and stuffed them away in the rocks and put the rocks on top of them. I went back and defeated the armies of those five kings. He believed, amen, that he was able to win those battles by the help of the Lord. And the Bible said he slew them all. And they went back to the mountains, took the rocks off, got the kings out, put their feet on their necks. And Joshua slew them kings in the presence of Caleb and the rest of Israel. I want to say tonight that there are battles that we've got to fight along the way. Don't let them discourage you. Just know there's victory in the Lord. Amen. You can have victory in your battles tonight. He'll give them to you and you can win so you can get out of that mountaintop. This battle. This mountain. You know, oftentimes we just about get there and something will come along, knock us back down. And we'll stay down for a long time. And for a period of time, we'll finally get through it somehow. Hey, we forgot God and we fought it ourselves. And we thought within ourselves we can win it by ourselves, only to find out that we're weak without Him. We have no strength without Him, no power without Him. But these battles that come, they're not physical to us. They're spiritual battles. Amen. Did you know we can praise God when our health is bad? You can still praise God when the well dries up, when the wealth is all gone. Amen. I'm the richest when I'm with Him because He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. I'm thankful that tonight that I can be rich in Him. It ain't the wealth that makes us rich. It ain't the health that makes us rich, nor is it the circumstances that we come to that makes us rich. But it's in Christ Jesus our Lord that we find the richness of God. Amen. The Bible said he had come and he believed and had faith that God could deliver him and give him that mountain. But it takes time. It takes time. 40 years, 45 years from the time that Caleb was standing on that mountain with Moses, 45 years went by. It takes time. It takes time to go to meeting. It takes time to pray. It takes time to get in God's Word. The Bible said faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And somebody said, I've came to church and I heard the preacher and it just didn't seem like it done me any good. When I was going to school, seminary in Memphis, when I started school, I didn't go there to learn how to preach. I went there to learn how to study. I didn't understand how to study. And the song director said, here's your Walmart bag full of your sermons. Said, you listen to them going up there and back. Well, I don't like to hear myself preach. I don't like to hear me talk. And so He said, listen to him. He said, this is what we have to listen to. So that's how he said it. I said, okay. Well, I was leaving Addison, and I got about a quarter way to Memphis. And that bag was laying beside my seat, and I thought I'd get one. I reached in there, got one, and I put it in a little old tape, and I turned it on. And it didn't take me but just a second. I pulled it back out, set it down, and thought, oh, help me. Man, drove down the road a little bit further, got it again, put it back in that time and listened to it for just a few minutes, and I pulled it back out, and I thought, then people called me to pastor that church, and they pay me a little bit of money every week for that, and I thought, help my time, but I forced myself. I made myself. So I picked it back up and I put it back in. And that time, I left it in there. And I got myself out of the way. When that got through, I pulled it out, put another one in. About the third one and fourth one, I was a shouting going to Memphis on Highway 78. I'm praising the Lord. I'm telling you, I lost sight of myself. I got sight on God's word. I got sight on God. I got up on the mountaintop. I'm going down the highway. I tell you, amen. If it, woo! Hallelujah! I'm going to tell you, my friend, if you'll just keep on keeping on, it takes time. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It'll get you on the mountaintop. Amen. This mountain takes time. Takes time with God. Amen. God doesn't always move at our every whim. He's not like a God up there. And when we pray to him, stick a lollipop in our mouth. Amen. He don't do that. He gives it time. He proves us. He watches us. He proved them. He watches us. He listens to us. And he gives us time to see. He said of Caleb, he said he had another spirit in him. Yeah, there's something different about this Caleb. He wholeheartedly follows me, is what the Lord said. Amen. I tell you, God, in his timing, I thought about a young lady. She had a desire to shout, wanted to shout. She was just a dear young lady. And I was in the revival meeting with them, and she was in the choir singing, and all of a sudden she just cut loose to shouting. I mean, just went to shouting and shouting and shouting, and she couldn't stop. She kept a shouting, and she kept a shouting, and folks, you could feel it. I'm telling you, it's rich and it's real. And she got simmered down enough to where she could say, I prayed for this. I said, I beg God to let me shout. And said, I've waited and waited and waited, and now he's let me shout. And she said, I don't care what anybody thinks. And she took loose again. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it takes time with God. It took 45 years from the time that Caleb spied the land out until he got his inheritance on the mountaintop. Hallelujah. Amen. When I think about the Bible said, as yet I'm as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Now, the problem here is that there is giants in this mountain. There's Anakims was there. They hadn't ran them out. He's 85 years old. And there's giants in the place that he wants to be. The greatest obstacle is yet to be won right here. Listen, you may be here tonight and you're just right there, but there's a giant right there that you can't get around, you can't get over. They just something there, how that's so big and so bigger than you until you feel like how that it's not worth getting to that mountain to get over it. I'm going to tell you, it's worth it tonight. Amen. 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 Caleb said, I'm 85 years old, and I'm as strong as I was when I walked with Moses. And he said, there are Anakims there. There's giants over there. He said, I can run them out. I can run them out. Just give me this mountain. Give me this mountain.
Amen, brother.
And the Bible said that Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. And Caleb goes and he runs out the giants. He takes over the cities. But there's one thing that I thought was amazing. The Levites had no inheritance in Canaan land. But Caleb said, I want you preachers up here by me. Amen. Amen. He said, I've got a place for you. And he gave them the city, and he stayed on the suburbs of the city. And he said, I want the preacher's clothes. Somebody said, I don't like that old preacher. He's too loud. I don't like that old preacher. He's too low. I don't like that old preacher. He's this and that. But Caleb said, I want to live right by the men of God, where when them fellas get up and go to preaching, I want to know that I'm right there with them. I'm going to tell you, if you want this mountain, you got to get dedicated to the Lord, seeking His will. We're right there. Right there. Whatever is standing between you and God, tonight's the night to get over that. Amen. What's causing you, if it's somebody, you can get over it. If it's something, you can get over it. You'll never enjoy Canaan land, spirit-filled living, until you get to this mountain. Get to this mountain. I'd like for us to get a song. If you've ever once felt the presence of God so rich in your heart and in your life until you have lost sight of this world and lost sight of everybody, nothing else will take its place. It don't make any difference. No song, no testimony, nothing will take the place of that right there. There's a hunger that will set up in your soul and in your life that you'll keep on waiting for God to get you on top of that mountain. Preacher, if you'll stand up here. Let's stand again. This mountain.